Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get into our question of the day on this Wednesday. We know who the opponent is for your Rockets. It's the Golden State Warriors, complete with Draymond Green and all his shenanigans, including the shenanigans where he kicked Stephen Adams in the manhood multiple times, mind you.
At least twice, maybe more.
Serial manhood kicker.
You just don't do that. I don't care. You know, guys know better.
You shouldn't.
Says who?
You shouldn't.
Guy code.
That's right. And so with that being the case, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. What are the guy code rules that should never be broken?
Look, man, just back on that, Stephen Adams was asked about it. And it's just not something you do. This was Stephen Adams talking about Draymond Green kicking him.
I wouldn't say mate. I mean, I've studied the way he plays, but I wouldn't say we're mates.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he did kick you in the nuts.
Yeah. Some mates do that, though. Back home, you know, as a high school, I don't know, handshake or something. Yeah.
Some mates do that?
Well, that would be one of my guy code rules. Maybe not a universal
cup
one, but
check or
hey,
whatever.
Dog,
yeah.
I'm not. Don't play with my man.
I never liked playing
ever,
like that, man.
Ever.
People
never.
Used to try to play with me like that. I was never that type of person.
Exactly.
I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
But there are certain things that guys just don't do. I mentioned the barbecue thing earlier with Sean and Seth. Like, I don't do it. Nobody should do it. You go hang out with the guy who's cooking, have a beer. You're holding your beer. Chatting it up, but you never say, hey, I mean, you probably want to flip that now, or did you reverse sear that? You don't mess with a guy's grill.
You literally let him cook.
You let him cook, literally. A couple others that popped in, 713-572-4610. I'm interested in yours and Figgy's, like your guy code rules, so to speak. If your friend's wife or girlfriend starts asking you questions, you do everything you can to avoid answering.
Okay, so you're not in the place where you lie for him.
No, but you just like, well, you know, I'm not sure. And blah,
plead
blah,
the fifth.
Yeah, hey, where'd y'all end up going last night? You know, I can't even remember now. You know, something like, you just don't. That's somebody else's business. That is somebody else's business. And the other one I thought of.
I think my friends know not to have me try and lie for them. I'm sorry.
But you can avoid it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I got for you is avoidance. And even then, sometimes if you deserved it, man, I'm like,
right.
Hey, dog.
Here's
got
the other thing. You go into a bathroom and there's 5 urinals. That means there's space for 3 guys. You don't stand right next to a guy if there's an open urinal.
I always, like, if it can be avoided, sure.
Yeah.
We get to these events or like to these
like
sporting events.
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Dog,
that's
I'm stepping in. First come, first serve.
That's different.
Yeah, you try and space it out as much as possible, and then when you need to, you could step into that. I think the secondary portion of that is just don't be looking.
Of course,
that's really the bigger portion of this. No matter where you are, don't be out here.
When have you ever looked?
Do we need to say that?
Yeah. When have you ever looked?
Which actually goes to the guy code that me and my friends had, because I had a nice little stretch of time where with some really close friends in college and afterwards, where I was roommates with probably a group of maybe four or five guys at various different times.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, really good friends. And one, I think it might have been the only like real rule that we established. Obviously, there's kind of pseudo rules that you yeah. have, but the real rule we established up front that we said we got together, we looked at each other in the eye, and we're like, all right, one thing I want to do, I don't never want to see your manhood.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And so like really the undercurrent of that mm-hmm. is like, hey, be respectful. If you in the public areas, mm-hmm. how about don't have your manhood out, right? Like, how about you wear some shorts or something? And thankfully, amongst my friend group, nobody's seen each other's manhood.
Yeah, and like if you're in a locker room, obviously it's different. You know, you're just going to. But don't talk to someone else without a towel on. You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Just try and avoid airing it out in that way.
Like, you're going to see him coming in and out of the shower or whatever, but don't just like, hey, Figgy, I was going to ask you, and you're standing there naked.
Yeah. You know? my thing is, like, I mean, we all got to get naked at some point.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, get over with, man. Yeah. Like, do what you got to do, get dressed, and then we can have this conversation.
Exactly. Or at least put a towel on. Last one that came to mind for me, never, ever, ever, ever bring beer to someone's house or party or whatever, expecting to take any home with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's there.
That's if tough. You bring something, it's be ready there. To leave it. 100%.
Yeah. The only thing I will take is like a pan or something. If it's like
of course.
Some type of pan that I need or something like that. Everything else is yours.
You got any?
The only ones that come to my mind is like me, and I mentioned this like a week ago. You can't talk to somebody else's ex, man. Like on a serious note,
mm-hmm.
like that could be something for me personally. Like I would never do that, man. I leave that alone. Once you talk to my boy, that's you right there, man.
Yeah.
Like I can't do it. I don't care how it ended or.
What about asking permission?
See, I don't even want to get to that point, man.
No, I think you could. I think you could. Hey,
I
man.
Mean, that's polite to do.
Yeah.
It. But I don't even want to go down that road, man. There's other fish in the sea, man.
This one got the people going when you mentioned this last week. And I feel like this is one of those ones that I think is relatively well the cause of a lot of issues, right?
100%. Mm-hmm. I think it make it worse. I think it's worse when you don't say something because it's looking like you're hiding something.
Certainly.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, I think it's better to, you know, ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And but just me personally, I'm just like, man, nah, y'all done had a thing. We done all hung out.
There's one
together.
Off the list. There's one that's off the list.
What one of the things though, I do appreciate these circumstances in sports because it gives you like really fun circumstances. Mm-hmm. Was it Brandon Ingram recently that hit a game winning shot and was talking saying baby was, mama?
Oh Lord.
And I'm like, there's very
it's a lot of that going on. But that's just the me thing, man.
All right, do you subscribe to this one that came in from our guy Marcus, our long range drive?
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.